Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Tuesday, December 29th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by HabitMinder. Last year, Apple teamed up with the University of Michigan to launch the Apple Hearing Study, focused on examining factors that impact hearing health. Apple and the University of Michigan are now reaching out to participants to inform them that a bug in the Apple Research application caused historical data to be mistakenly shared with Apple. The email explains that during the enrollment process, participants agreed to the collection of certain headphone sound level data, environmental sound level data, heart rate data, and workout data types for the future. Consent for those data types was necessary to help researchers understand the link between long-term sound exposure and its impact on hearing health. But as it turns out, there was a bug in the Apple Research application that caused the Apple Hearing Study to unintentionally collect up to 30 days of historical data for the authorized data types. The consent form did not state that historical data would be collected, which is why Apple is now reaching out to participants to inform them of this mistake. The email emphasizes that at no point did Apple have access to information collected from the Apple Research app that could identify any specific participant. Apple and the University of Michigan encourage study participants to make sure they are running the latest version of the Apple Research application, which is available on the App Store. In other news, Apple is planning a major new privacy feature for iOS 14 and iPadOS 14 that will require that companies request permission before tracking users across other applications and websites. While Apple has not provided details on when this feature will debut, it appears that the early groundwork is starting to roll out. The privacy feature in question is twofold. First, users will be able to access privacy controls in the Settings app under the Privacy menu. This will include a list of applications that have requested permission to track users and the ability to revoke or grant this permission when necessary. Users will also see a pop-up message when they open an application for the first time after this feature has rolled out. This notification will also allow users to permit or deny an application to track them. Some users are now seeing this tracking prompt on their iPhone, but only for certain applications. For instance, one user received a pop-up when opening the MBA application, saying that the app was requesting permission to, quote, track your activity across other companies' apps and websites. Users are reporting that they're seeing this prompt on iOS 14.3 beta and the general release of iOS 14.2. This could mean that it's a server-side change that Apple is in the process of implementing, or that certain developers have started implementing the feature ahead of an official release. Apple had originally hoped to launch this new privacy feature as part of iOS 14 in September, but it ended up delaying the rollout to give developers more time to prepare. The company has repeatedly doubled down on this feature, and it is promised to launch in early 2021. We are sponsored this week by HabitMinder, a powerful and easy-to-use habit tracker and reminder app for iPhone, iPad, Mac, and Apple Watch. If you're looking to start 2021 on the right foot and maintain your resolutions, HabitMinder makes it easy to get organized with all of your daily tasks. With a clean and simple interface, you can track and create good habits with ease. There are also helpful statistics for tracking and analyzing your progress throughout the year. HabitMinder will help you form healthy habits and keep you accountable with these useful tools. There are more than 50 predefined positive and healthy habits to get you started, and you can easily add your own custom tasks as well. Change your habits, change your life, and maintain your 2021 resolutions. HabitMinder is a free download on the App Store with premium features available as in-app purchases. Learn more and get started today at the link in the show notes below or at habitminder.com. Apple is widely expected to begin transitioning to mini LED displays in 2021, and a new report this week from DigiTimes adds further corroboration. This report indicates that Apple will launch a new 12.9-inch iPad Pro with mini LED display technology in Q1 of 2021. This isn't the first time reports have indicated that the mini LED iPad Pro is coming in Q1, but it serves as continued supply chain corroboration that the transition is still moving forward and on schedule. History would suggest that the new iPad Pro with mini LED would launch sometime towards the end of Q1, likely in March. And what's also interesting is that reports continue to suggest that the mini LED transition will start first with the 12.9-inch iPad Pro, meaning that the 11-inch iPad Pro would stick with LCD panels for the time being. So while there is no word on when the 11-inch iPad Pro will transition to mini LED, Apple is expected to bring the display technology to more than just the iPad Pro. Reliable Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo said earlier this month that Apple will have two new MacBook Pros with an all-new form factor design and mini LED sometime in 2021. As a refresher, mini LED is a new form of backlighting that is used for LCD screens. It includes many of the same benefits as OLED, but oftentimes can offer increased brightness, better power efficiency, and a lower risk of burn-in. This is why Apple plans to use it for its larger screen devices instead of OLED like it uses on the iPhone. At this point, it's unclear what other changes Apple has in store for its 2021 iPad Pro refresh. We expect at least an upgrade to an A14 series processor, but whether or not other changes are also planned remains to be seen. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at ChanceHMiller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.